He's like, that wasn't possible. That's not possible. The grass should have taken it. The grass should have... That's not possible. And that was a really defining moment of realizing that there's so much more. That the energy that I was feeling, that I needed to be feeling. I needed to be, like, I felt like I was running out of time. I'm running out of time. What is it? What is it? And I would have endless conversations about this place. There was a coffee shop, a juice bar, you know, this, that, and the other. I was constantly showcasing artists. And then after the awakening, and going through the paranoia about the state and the food and all of that, that's when it morphed into the oasis of bringing undergraduates, graduates of holistic schools, different people who are just starting out that have knowledge, but they don't have an avenue to really practice, to come in. And as a non-profit, it would be by donation only from the students. Mm-hmm. So it would be open to the public. It would be open to people who didn't have the money to go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
But the profits from the Oasis would go into the teachers. So they would be paid. And really bringing about these processes. Then from there would be multiple locations opened up across the country at certain points. Ultimately, ley lines next to sacred spaces, that kind of thing. And then you can go as far as you want into the oasis. So you could go in for a coffee and enjoy that everything is fair trade, non-GMO, you know.
Seemingly normal.
Right. Like, and I'm supporting... You know, I'm supporting recycling of materials and, you know, we would be putting money into things. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. And then you can go to the workshops. You can go to, you know, this, that, and the other. Then there would be people like you who would be seen, and me, which I was the man behind the curtain in this oasis. I wasn't the runner of it. I started it. Then I found somebody that was an amazing, in line with the idea, in line with the focus, and put them in charge of each one of these oases, basically the guardian.
Right.
And then the guardian would see these people who continually came back, continually got further and further into it, were continually bringing up to speed, enlightened, 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 ascension, 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 going through the alchemical process. They see it, and they bring them further into the secret space of the oasis.
Right. We have little invitations to certain things, right, and places.
So we have a ceremony. Lovely. And initiations. Then we have these people who, it's almost like, eventually they would be going to boot camp, right? We would have retreats where we would take all the different recruits from all these different oases, bringing them into a retreat.
Mm.
And they would have basically the alchemical process that I've been working on for years, and all of these different techniques and these different breath work, yoga, silence,
detoxing,
the superfoods, all of it, essential oils. They're basically getting downloads and downloads and downloads, right? And they have to go through the process, the alchemical process, basically, to be at the point where they're ready to join the peace army.
Mm-hmm.
The peace army goes out with all of their knowledge. And then after basic, basically, there's a MOS. So they go into the field of their choice. So all these oases, all the money, all of this is going into these retreats.
Mm.
It's paying the teachers, it's paying the, you know, but all of the profits are going into this.
Back into more education.
Right,
and healing.
More education and healing, mm. going into these retreats to all of your food, all it's free to the student,
mm-hmm.
basically like the army. Because that was the epiphany of, like, why isn't there an army for this?
Right.
And Gandhi, reading the book on Gandhi and how he had a peace army and a commune, a retreat, where he brought his disciples, and he didn't think of them as disciples. And he really got on the level with them and was really teaching them all these things and teaching them law.
Mm.
He was teaching them their rights. He was teaching them all these things so that they could stand peacefully up for their rights.
Yeah.
And
really know them.
Right. And so I was like, oh.
Coupled with the military background that we have, it's like, it just all makes
right.
sense.
Right? Because it works.
Yeah.
The military works, but it's full of propaganda and control.
Right.
So then you would have your MOS, and this person would be into permaculture. This person would be really into sustainable building. This person would be really into solar systems and water systems.
Right, alternative power.
Right. So you have all of these MOSs that come together in a platoon and go to a town, go to a place, go to Africa. I keep going to Africa. I keep going back to Africa. And ever since I was a kid, Africa. So we go to Africa with our platoons, and we ghost it. It's ghosted, man. Like, hardcore ghosted. Nobody knows the fuck what we're doing. We're missionaries. And we go into a town, and we teach, we show, we bring, and we very carefully give them the knowledge and the supplies and show them what they can do to completely take themselves and put themselves in their own control,
mm-hmm.
take back their power,
mm-hmm.
and have a sustainable practice and bring them all the five needs and give them a system. There's tons of amazing systems, like ones that take plastic. Like, they have mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of garbage in Africa. And all they have to do is take all the plastic and turn them into Legos. And they turn them into houses. And there's
yeah.
piping that goes through the house. And the piping is constantly being used for power, for it's being filtered. And then they're completely off-grid, and they don't need power companies, they don't need the government, they don't need anything. And then couple that with what just happened with Bitcoin and Tanzania, and how they were able to completely economically separate themselves from the government.
Mm-hmm.
They no longer are at the mercy.
Yeah.
Because he was doing a really spiteful thing to his country and exchanging the Tanzanian dollar for the US dollar, but he was hoarding it.
Mm.
So then the Tanzanian dollar was worth nothing and the whole country was in poverty. And so they started on Bitcoin and completely freed themselves.
Wow.
Ghosting it so that governments don't know what we're doing. They don't see what's happening. They just see, like, a job corps for people to get back up on their feet.
Right.
You know? And
that can be easily practiced in any city's neighborhood in America.
Right. And the Oasis was first shown to me in the dream.
Which dream?
The abandoned warehouse graffiti.
Oh, yes.
Going in, nobody even looks twice at it. And here's this wondrous world full of knowledge.
Of our people.
And resources. Mm. I'm shaking. I haven't shaken like this since, well, for a long time. And it happens when I speak my truth.
Mm-hmm. You do it in a way that's, perhaps it's because of our connection and our journey together, but you do it in a way that is very clearly defined, very easily envisioned. Here talking to you about it, like, just, yeah, that's it. There it is, this image, clear as day. Clear as day. I love the bit about the artists doing it in a way where it's not a bar. You know, it's not, you're not going and celebrating and drinking. You're going and you're healing, you're speaking the truths and the hard feelings that you're feeling through poetry, through shows, through music, through painting, through whatever it is to you. I mean, I see the juice bar and the stage with the comfy spaces and special tables intermixed along the way for painters to paint while they're listening to poetry or, you know, or something, and getting the inspiration, because that's the one thing about networking I've learned in being a business owner. Being out in energy, even if it's a freaking bar, ignites some new idea or creation. So what a perfect space for other artists to be all together in one space with the proper diet, the proper energy, the proper everything. And then yes, it becomes, okay, this person is at this level. This person is at this level. Hey, would you
something for everyone.
Would you like to come to this special invitation-only retreat we're having? It would be a great fit.
Right.
You know? It's amazing. And puts, again, this idea of the retreat, the oasis, the land, the community, the collective, into a very... Everything has multiple facets of purpose. Everything that you do on the property has an infinity amount of other connections it can have to it. And I love that about this whole concept. It's not just a garden. It's a garden specifically for battered women and children. It's not just a bar. It's a juice bar for artists to gather.
Here's another correlating. All of this is because it's correlating. This is why I'm sharing it, right? Is because everything that you're saying about, you know, being the man behind the curtain and me being the man behind the curtain and facilitating... correlating spaces. So the further I went into brain research and personalities and energies and everything that we're needed for what?
Keep going.
Correlating spaces, the gardens, the gardens and the gardens for all the different people and spaces. Each one means something for each one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In my oasis, it would be in that oasis. It would be a multi-level, right? So you go into, much like my dream, so you go into this space and it's lowland. You can't hear the music. You can't hear the artists. It's out, down, and around, and through, and over here, with comfy couches and books and aromatherapy and a gentle space for people like Emily to feel welcome, and they can just go in there and gently, like, have things. It's separated and have a joined area if they'd like, but they can go and sit in a windowsill and read a book and enjoy that quiet space, right? And then a nice lofty airy place for the very exuberant extrovert who is very much all about the music and wants it amplified up here, and they can be as loud as they want and the noise is going to go upwards.
That special roof design. And downstairs in those, there's like very like, you know, exposed wooden beams that really feels comforting, like Emily would draw around, so you are. You know?
As do I.
Very natural.
Nice stucco white between the beams.
Off-white a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But still really bright and natural. I love it. I love it. High five, I love it. So let me tell you something, okay? Because when I look down, every time I look down,
1833.
It was 818, 911, and 1313. So that's cool.
I looked down when you were describing that. It was 1533.
So anybody who decides to listen to this podcast, if you have great ideas or investments that you would like to make into our amazing oasis, please get a hold of us ASAP.
Shade Tree Rising. The collective of healers and lightworkers coming together to raise vibration and play.
Kick me, darling, you love it. Yes, you do. She put her leg on my shoulder like, should I kick her off?
Mm-hmm. Now her eyes are all in the back of her head. I know I've been there. So I've been waiting because this lovely thing happened to where the kitty was up here playing with the cat. I let him play with him. Oh, I picked them all up and left one.
No.
Of course! And I didn't know until right now what it was because I was
waiting. I'm telling you.
The zero.
Was that Twilight?
The Wanderer is the gesture.
Was that Twilight? Yes.
Yep.
He's my Jinxie cat. He's our Jinxie cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the spread he pulled from me that night was just fucking insane. I cannot believe him. Oh my gosh.
The fool.
Which is for the money. And the one for going into. Oh.
Because from zero, you can create anything.
I'm loving August even more. Mm. And I love you, Twilight. Oh, my Jinx cat. Yes, please. Oh, those beautiful eyes. Yes. Mm. I'm seeing different facets of those colors in your eyes today. There's more green and aquamarine, darling. Okay, you can get down now. Yes, you're beautiful too. Yes, you are. Little purple flecks, and there are purples all around the edges too. Really soft purple. And that's been a theme lately too, is like, that I've been talking with to others, you know, that kind of, hey, at some point we have to take ownership for what we've gone through and our part to play. And the resentment, the animosity, the ill feelings that we hold for the people that are associated with that time that we feel shameful for, we got to release them and then really look at ourselves. And then give the forgiveness where it's due, which is to ourselves.
Yes.
They played their part because we needed them to play their part.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And sometimes those lessons are ridiculously long, but taking they're very important
for your role.
To honor. Yes. Yes.
Is huge.
That's been a theme lately, and it makes sense because of what's going on astrologically you know, one of the things I saw on numerologist.com was endings and completions, and I was telling Tony about this yesterday. Those are such, right, you talk about words, they're bad words, quote-unquote bad words, but they're not. Endings and completions are so important. We have to end this cycle of begrudgment towards others and shame and guilt of self and experience. And we have to move into, we have to end that. If we don't end it, we can't get the new glorious things that come through. You know, endings and completions are important so that we can start receiving the things that we've been wanting and manifesting and trying to achieve. We have to have these endings and completions. And we're not going to lose anything that's absolutely of value to us. That's the thing about this whole endings and completions. It's the stuff that's not serving us. It's that shit that doesn't mean anything. So it's not something to be scared of. It's a good loss. It's a necessary loss. Nothing to be afraid of. That feel the fear and do it anyways. Another statement that's resonated with me since school. That fear is important. It shows you where your real passions are. It's super necessary to sit with those fears and do something with them.